Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to enter the fascinating world of forensic medicine with Marie Lassiter. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the second day of February. The prepper tip of the day is to read the book World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. And there you'll find the protocols that I've done every day for 25-plus years on how to not get cancer. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Marie Lassiter. Marie Lassiter is the elected coroner of the largest county in the state of Missouri, Texas County. She's the author of three books available at Amazon.com. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Well, I was disappointed that you announced publicly you're not going to run for re-election as coroner. You've been coroner now for how many years?
Well, it'll be eight at the end of this year, so over seven.
So that's two cycles. It's a four-year term of office.
Correct. That's correct. And it's... I'm really going to miss being able to help families. My biggest burden and every coroner's burden, because they've done surveys across the United States, is dealing with the commissioners. Well, I'm no exception, so I may just decide to be one of them. If you can't beat them, join them.
Right,
there
right.
will be an open spot for my county with this next election cycle, and I'm still in pondering if I want to take that on or not, but I feel like I could be a better help to my county if I have some say in the budgetary process, because in my opinion, the commissioners are trying to and the county's doing fine financially, but they're trying to make it be more fine and holding on to grants and funds that were supposed to be distributed to the community. So that's my issue with that.
Right, right. Well, I believe I told you this, but a public transit bus driver in the city of St. Louis makes three times as much money as you do, $45,000 a year.
I'm the lowest paid person on the county payroll by far. And but I don't care about money, but somehow it seems that people that don't make much money, their jobs are disregarded when they could be the most important job there is. Like, paramedics aren't paid nearly enough, and look what they do.
I know, and, absolutely. Well, Maria, I know you do prep for the show, and you have your list in front of you of topics. Before you get to your list, what's high on my list is what you revealed last night, that the people who died in Texas County January, just was extended 2 days ago, the highest number since you've been coroner in 1 month, isn't it?
Yeah, 38 deaths. At least 30 of them were vaccine-related. A death I had this week, really his only risk factor was the fact he was multi-vaxxed, and his wife died in 2022. She was not given to me as a case, but she died in Springfield, and I did get his vaccination record, my case, and I have when he was vaccinated, and it was in 2021. So I'm pretty sure his wife that preceded him in death took a vaccination the same time he did. It would have been a husband and wife thing. Basically, 2020 and 2021 was basically removing all our very senior citizens. And this past year, it's mostly been like mid-60s, early 70s.
Right.
My county's known for we used to have so many people who were over 100, but not since what's been happening. But I'm dutifully keeping records of everything. I know at some point there's got to be lawsuits, and I know lawyers like Todd Callender are trying to fight against the, what do they call it, the Think Prep Act, which basically, of course, made the hospitals and providers completely immune for any action they took with someone that had a false positive COVID swab, that even if it does show positive, all it's finding is some old dead debris in your nose. So there's that. Several physicians, I think you've heard it also from physicians, but Dr. Peter McCullough, who I follow and I like him a lot. He's very solid. I think he's misguided, thinking he's had COVID twice. There's no such thing as COVID. There isn't. It's, you know, they've never been able to identify a virus. And I was listening last night to Mike Adams, because I've had so many people. I know I had COVID. I lost my sense of smell and taste. And
right.
There's a lot of, if you hear something over and over and over again, COVID, lose sense of smell, lose taste. If you hear it over and over, a certain segment of people are going to adapt those symptoms.
Right.
And I learned that as a child. I remember I was probably 7 or 8, didn't want to go to school, told my mom, my ear hurts, I can't go. And my mother, who was a nurse, she's like, get up. She goes, yeah, and your ear will 100% hurt if you just keep saying your ear hurts. It'll happen. So that's kind of that, where that whole taste and smell sense is going. I don't think it's anything more than just being programmed, really.
Well, Marie, something you said last night, which is being repeated by some of these experts like Dr. McCullough, 2024 will be the beginning of the really big die-off. What are your response, my dear?
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I kind of got off track there, and I didn't see that statement about 2024 being the mass die-off. So the people that were vaccinated in 2021, I've lived through it. And, you know, typically some of these cases are hospice patients. Now, hospice, if they were just put on like a day or two before they die and they have cancer, I always get vaccination info on them. I don't ask for 100%, records, because I'm collaborating with the health department, and I really, it's pretty easy for me to tell which ones have been vaccinated. So I probably ask for vaccine results on 80% of my decedents. So this is the year you're going to, and if you've been vaccinated 2 or more times, if your family member has, just make sure your affairs are in order. Right now, I have two of these sudden deaths, and both of them were, their spouses had preceded them. They were living alone. They dropped dead, unattended, no plans. It's a mess trying to sort out their estate, which is not my job, but I do try to help the funeral home. But yeah, have your affairs in order. Write down what you want done. Even if you put on a piece of paper and stick it on your fridge, I want to be cremated, I want a funeral. Just something to give some guidance, because it's extremely time consuming, and it's never been like this before. People just dropping dead for no reason, you know, not under a doctor's care.
Right.
And I do want to mention regarding the disease commonly known as COVID, nobody ever died in their home with COVID. Every single one that even the physician claims it was COVID when they died, whatever, they were 100% were in the hospital. Now, the vaccine deaths, they pretty much all die at home.
Right. Amazing. Well, let's move on to your list. You do trial preparation. You show preparation. You have a list of items. Let's go to the first one, my dear.
Well, I think I want to talk about, let me find my sheet here. We had a very good discussion on GERD acid reflux, and one of our listeners, Jim, sent me some good information on mastic gum for GERD. And I was not familiar with mastic gum. probably a lot of the listeners are, but I'm just going to go through what I found out about it. And I'm definitely getting this because I do have acid reflux when I wake up at night sometimes. So mastic gum, it's a resin that comes from a mastic tree. That's an evergreen, a tree from one of the Greek islands. So it's definitely natural. What it's used for is, well, it decreases stomach pain and heartburn. And there's lots of documentation. I've gotten information from other people that when they started chewing mastic gum, and you don't have to chew it. You can get in a capsule, but I like to chew gum, so I'll definitely get the gum.
Right.
That they were able to get off all their H2 blockers. Now, that's like the Prilosec and Omeprazole and those. They didn't need them anymore because this reduced it. It also, let's see. Oh, chewing it helps prevent cavities. And after 15 minutes, people who chewed mastic gum had lower levels of the bacteria in their mouths that cause cavities. If they chewed it, even the longer you chewed it, the better your oral health is. It also gets rid of the cause of peptic ulcers, the Helicobacter pylori bacteria. It reduces that. It has antibacterial abilities against that particular bacteria that could be in your stomach that does lead to ulcers. Soothes inflammatory bowel disease, controls cholesterol and blood sugar levels, and you can get it pretty much at any health food store, and of course you can get it online. It's not expensive. It's the kind I'm getting, it looks like little chunks of gum they got from the tree. So I think that's a very important tip. Thanks to Jim for calling that to my attention. And I love the information and emails I get. I do read my emails every day. And if I don't get right back to you, it's just know that I've read your email. And I did want to talk about something that may not be too popular.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are on the bandwagon using methylene blue, and which is not meant to be taken internally, and nicotine. Both of these are poisons. Nicotine suddenly became popular, but nicotine still causes cancer. The lethal dose of nicotine is 30 to 60 milligram, and I believe it was in this state where, the husband was a pharmacist and killed his wife with nicotine. Of course, they didn't know why she died, but they did an expanded blood panel, and it showed her. It's called cotinine on a forensic drug panel. Hers was very high, and it will kill you. And, you know, if you wanted to kill someone, you probably would think if you did it with... and his wife didn't smoke at all, so she shouldn't have had any nicotine in her system. And the warning signs is you're going to die. Nausea, vomiting, your blood pressure goes up. You can have dizziness, confusion, weakness. And the tabs that you buy are 2 to 4 milligrams. Of nicotine. So I just don't see where nicotine has ever been found unharmful. I do know, and there's plenty of literature out there, that the tobacco companies are diversifying to get more tobacco products out there rather than cigarettes. And so could it be this be an ingenious ad campaign? That would be my skepticism. The other one is methylene blue. I'm not sure who started that. It's a toxic dye. It's non-biodegradable. It can cause serotonin toxicity. And we use it in healthcare. Like if we put in we thought that someone was aspirating and they had a feeding tube. We put a little methylene blue in the feeding tube and make sure when we suction their airway that there wasn't blue dye coming up in it. But it was used very sparingly for that. there might have been a prank or two done in the ICU, putting methylene in someone's coffee. So when they went to the bathroom, the contents came out blue. But
really?
That was, I can't believe people that are taking it. It doesn't biodegrade. It stains everything blue it goes through. It's a toxic dye. So you got to be careful. I mean, ivermectin is tried and true and safe. And I don't know. I can't say enough good things about ivermectin. Someone called me the other day. It was actually someone on the police force, and he was saying, we have so many cancers. Do you think it's related to the shot? I said, of course it is. But he told me one of his, and he asked me about ivermectin. I told him, yes, I take it, how to take it. And he told me he had a friend that had advanced pancreatic cancer, and he started taking ivermectin, you know, back a couple years ago. And now his cancer is cured. He's cancer free. And that's just with ivermectin.
Well, pancreatic cancer is known to be one of the most aggressive, deadly forms of cancer.
Exactly. And it's usually, well, we have a lot of pancreatic cancers, and it is thought to be mostly due to pesticide spraying, or just things that were sprayed on people that were toxic. But of course, what's ever in that injection is toxic. We'll never know everything that's in it. I know for sure I have an article from basically 2020 where they had already found the HIV prion in the sample, in the shot itself. So these people are getting injected with HIV. I don't know why they don't know this. I have a problem with thinking everybody knows what I know and thinks so. I think when I get out of my little cocoon of Texas County, that's not necessarily the case. This is another note I had. One of the Jeopardy winners poisoned his wife with nicotine. That was back in 1994. I guess he didn't want to share his winnings with her.
I guess not.
So when I worked at Barnes Hospital, of course, I don't smoke. I've never smoked. I'm terribly allergic to smoke. They implemented cotinine testing, and that's to test that you had to do drug tests routinely for cotinine, which is tobacco, and you couldn't have any in your system. That meant for smokers that they couldn't even chew the gum, use the pledgets or a patch or anything like that, because they'd still have cotinine in their system. And I can tell you, as a night shift nurse and being in ICU, and everybody else smokes, and they, for some reason, they all have to go to in packs to go smoke. So they'd leave me alone on the 10th floor with all the ICU patients while they went down 10 floors, went outside, and had their smoke break every 2 hours. So, of course, I complained about that, and I documented it, and it's not a safe situation. But I just don't see why anybody would voluntarily take nicotine. I really don't. But there, I know people are going to disagree. I know people are taking nicotine and methylene blue, but where's the proof of safety on that? There's no proof of safety for nicotine, for sure. And methylene blue has an MSDS toxicity sheet. So I just felt like I needed to get that out there.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate that, Maureen. We got a call. Are you ready for a caller?
I sure am.
We got JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Hey, Maureen.
Good morning.
Good show. Good morning. I agree with everything you're saying, especially ivermectin. Saved my butt. The Zelenko protocols kept me alive.
Hold on, JP. We'll finish your comment after the break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Valentine's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. Visiting with Maria Lassiter, she has 3 books for sale at Amazon. The 4th book will soon be available, won't it, Marie?
I've got April 30th as the go live date on that.
All right. Let's get back to JP's comments. Go ahead, JP. What is your comment or question?
Well, going to school, my first major was psychology, so I really noticed the psychological aspect to this on top of IT on how people's minds are changing. And what really verified what I had to say with our conversations is Karen Kingston. She had an interview on Cara Van de Minden over the last few days, and I reposted it. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see it. Karen Kingston.
Well, she does great work. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have friends that are Kingston family relatives. Actually, they're from down south. They're good people. But what's interesting about her is that she verifies what I was briefed on in terms of what they're putting into these shots. And she mentioned a snake genome, animal genome, and a third eye. And that blew my mind because that's what I'm seeing in people is this kind of animalistic attitude that they have. And it, from what I saw with my briefing, was that they're going to try to change people's third eye and their connection to God. And when Karen Kingston mentioned that, that's in the Pfizer documents, that the snake genome is in the third eye. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because this woman was targeted. That interview she had, they got shut down three times on live radio. And she kept calling back and praying to Jesus. It was, I reposted the interview, but I got to recommend everybody watch that. So the question I got for you, Murray, is this, is being also doing security work here lately, I had a security business I've been running. I've noticed all the crime is pretty bad in the city, but a lot of strange things have been happening on police activity, like guys just stabbing their family members, just going nuts and pulling out knives and weapons. And there's things happening in police activity that is a little unusual now that wasn't going on a few years ago. Have you noticed that in terms of people's just doing weird, crazy stuff, like, you know?
Yes, just my motor vehicle crashes this last year. I don't even remember the number now, but they're way up from what they usually are with, you know, fatalities. And people, they are getting mean. They're like, histoplasmosis, people that have cats and they want to have more cats and they get addicted to the urine smell and it changes their brain with histoplasmosis. So, yeah, this is a toxin that definitely changes people's brain for sure. And I've seen it. There's a young lady I know that works at a company I know, and I know that she's been vaccinated four times. And I've known her for years, she's just been like confused lately when I talked to her, and she's young, like in her 20s young. And I asked her employer, I said, I hate to bring this up, but I've noticed this person is having some issues, and I'm a neurology nurse, and I've done, I don't know, thousands of neurologic assessments. That's my actual, you know, my field. And they said, yeah, we've noticed it too, and it's made some problems. And I said, well, I hate to tell you, it's not going to get better, and it's gonna get worse. And the main thing I see with this person is not mean, the sweetest, nicest person, but just confused, just looking confused, not understanding conversations. And 100%, you know, it was because of the multi vaccine. And I scream from the rooftops, do not take any shot. You don't need to take any shot, you know, all these shots for viruses, it's worthless. It just gives you disease. And I think it was 1977. I was a teenager working at a nursing home as a nurse's aide, and swine flu vaccine. Man, did they hype that. I got the shot, and I was one of the many, many, many that ended up with Guillain-Barré. I was paralyzed in the hospital for a month. And so that's pretty much when I stopped taking vaccines. There's no good to it. You should never take, there's no need to ever take any vaccine for anything. I got
a follow-up here, guys. My sheriff and prosecutor both report a dramatic increase in men and women becoming violent when they're being taken into custody.
Well, just the domestic calls in our police report, and they'll separate the people, and they'll have to go back a few hours later because they're back at it again, you know. It's not like a 12-hour rule, go away. I mean, they're back in 2 hours because they're back together just throwing things and hitting each other. And
okay, JP, thank you for the call. Before we get to the next caller, I got some good news here. I want to shout out to the male students at Brookfield High School in Brookfield, Connecticut. Within 20 minutes of a tampon machine being installed in a boy's restroom, they ripped it apart. We got some callers in the hole. We got a break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
No food, no lights, no car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Valentine's Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight, the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting Marie Lasseter, she had her three books for sale at Amazon. Soon, a month or two, a fourth book to be for sale. We'll get updates on that as we proceed. Marie, you ready for our next caller?
I sure am.
Okay, we got Chris Steiner. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, John and Marie. My question, Marie, is along the lines of the last call of JP's call, is are you able to check out, you know, when you perform an autopsy, the hippocampus, to examine the hippocampus of the deceased? The reason I ask is because a research study that was just done last year on mice and being reported on by Dr. Michael Nels. Michael Nels, N-E-H-L-S. You can find him on Substack, michaelnels.substack.com. And that's, and his last name is spelled N as in Nancy, E-H-L-S as in Sam. And the study he references in his book is SARS-CoV-2 spike protein induces TLR4-mediated long-term cognitive dysfunction recapitulating post-COVID-19 syndrome in mice, February 16, 2023, published in Cell Reports. And I understand that it's questionable whether the virus exists or what has been identified as a virus. I know the FDA, I'll admittedly confess I don't know whether it does, but the FDA, I know, says that they recommend using quote-unquote contrived samples to calibrate their tests. So that aside, the question is, because Dr. Michael Nels is saying that the spike protein, whether it's from the COVID shot or SARS-CoV-2, has the same effect on these mice, inhibiting neurogenesis, adult hippocampal neurogenesis, and microgliosis. JP might be interested to know also that there are glial cells in the pineal gland, the third eye that he's referencing, and I recommend everybody focus on their third eye as constantly as possible. It's been very helpful to me for the last 30 years. So the point is that people's memory is impaired, their ability to form memories, according to this mouse study, whether, as I say, the spike is from SARS-CoV-2 infection or the synthetic genetic spike protein from the COVID shot due to the lack of neurogenesis in the hippocampus. New information can't be incorporated unless there's an emergency, something urgent. So, because if they do form new memories, they are at risk of losing old memories.
Let me just break in here a minute. Yeah, the hippocampus is where your autobiographical memory is stored, and the spike protein is destroying that. But and you're right, you can't make you can make new neurons, but not with the spike protein present. And as far as the question, what their hippocampus is being filled with is messages they're getting constantly if they're watching CNN all day, which a lot of people are. Yeah. As far as that autopsy, typically we examine the brain grossly and section it. So it's not going as fine as looking under the microscope at the hippocampus unless there's identifiable pathology in the brain itself, at least, you know, not with the autopsies that I do. And we don't always, like, if it's a gunshot wound to the chest, we don't necessarily even open the cranium to look at the brain. St. Louis University has a really good neuroanatomy lab thing you can go to, and it's and there's neurosurgeons there, and they basically have lots of dissected brains for you to look through and look at the structures of the brain, and it really brings it home to you, like the cranial nerves, and you actually can see them. But yeah, the spike and you can find the spike protein. That's you can, because on an autopsy they look in an area of greatest. If there's an area that's like a hot spot in their body, that's usually where the spike proteins have really ended up. Yes, we can take samples. Yes, I am obtaining samples in collaboration with a PhD researcher looking at the relation of the spike protein to this DNA changes that cause people to have these sudden rapid turbo cancers. And it's being worked on. We know what's going. For me right now, the biggest concern is the increase in cancers.
Yeah.
I don't know of any way to undo that damage to the pineal gland. And I'm a huge anti-fluoridationist. I worked 5 years to get fluoride out of Houston's water. And, of course, everybody knows, I think, that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland.
Right.
And it's something you need to protect.
Yeah, and it's also affected as a spatiomotor performance, so that might explain the increase in car accidents.
My case is what explains it is the methamphetamine in the driver's system. I've had three in a row. No alcohol. No one drives drunk anymore, but they drive on meth for sure.
Wow. Well, I have a blog, a neurogenesis blog of supplements, items folks can take to help improve neurogenesis, which is the growth of a brain, or, you know, nervous tissue, and also which is in the brain. If folks want to go check that out on my site, it's theliberationstation.com. Go to the blogs page, and you'll find the neurogenesis blog. And, you know, you mentioned calling in, or people watching CNN all the time. So because people can't incorporate new information, unless it's something urgent like an emergency, they're risking overwriting their old memories. Things they might forget things like asymptomatic transmission is very rare, or they might also forget that natural immunity is always far superior because they're being told otherwise. And so I recommend folks also call into progressive talk shows to let them know that they won't be able to persuade anyone, even for their own causes, if no one is able to learn new information, if everyone is depressed and uncoordinated and getting into accidents. And they, you know, this is really alarming to me, because I think I may have been affected, even though I had a blood test. Haven't formed antibodies to the spike protein or to SARS-CoV-2, so apparently I wasn't exposed, or maybe my system is already inhospitable to it because it's alkaline, and I have antiviral minerals that I take, or maybe it's because I have air filled with ozone all the time.
Chris, thank you for your comments, but we've got several people holding.
We have a full board here. Right. Chris,
a chance to talk.
Yeah. Now, thank you for your call, Chris. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, hi, Marie. Yeah, first I wanted to tell Chris that he suggested a medicine for my prostate back a few months, several months ago, and I wanted to let him know it has been helping. So I wanted to let him know that the medicine has been helping. But I wanted to comment about to Marie about McCullough. Listen, I hate to say it, but, you know, I don't trust this guy one bit. The only person I trust, the only doctor I trust that's come out with all this since all this COVID stuff is Dr. Michael Yaden. None of the other McCullough, Fleming, Malone, they all sell protocols, right? And like McCullough in particular, I find a little bit disgusting, because he's just recently opened a wellness site, and if you go there, you can buy vitamins and minerals and things like that I can buy anywhere on the internet for a whole lot less, a lot cheaper. So he's soaking people on his website, first of all, for his medicines. But he also sells a protocol there to help you, people that have had the injection, who've had the spike, you know, protein in them, that he claimed, you know, you can take some vitamins and minerals or whatever it is, and it's going to help you remediate the stuff that the vaccine is causing, which I find, frankly, disappointing, because there is no getting back. Once you've had that vaccine, the spike, we know that the spike protein keeps producing over and over again. So whatever you take, it might remediate it a little bit in the short term, but it's not going to do much good if the spike keeps producing over and over and over again. You have to constantly be taking that stuff constantly. I mean, it just doesn't work. And so I personally find that in the realm of being quackery, because he's selling stuff that doesn't work, you know? I mean, and that's, and so anyway, I just wanted to say, I'm not saying McCullough hasn't attributed some good things. Most of these guys, when they first started, like Yaden, not Yaden, but Fleming, and they were all anti-Trumpers. They all came out and they first started saying, first thing they said was Trump didn't act fast enough, you know, to prevent, you know, the spread of COVID and all this stuff. And they all started selling their protocols. I don't trust none of these guys. I just don't trust them, period.
Okay,
Michael
Charlie, we need to move
on. One I trust.
Yeah, thank you for your call, Charlie. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Jason in Wisconsin. Good morning, Jason.
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
My question is it safe to give ivermectin to the dogs?
100%, yes.
And yes. How often?
My dogs get it. My chickens get it. My cat gets it. My pig gets it. Yeah. Everybody around here is on ivermectin.
So how often?
Well, for animals, I don't know. Probably every 2 months. For me, I take it once every 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Because I've been taking ivermectin myself every week, but dogs,
The high, quote, contagion times, I took it more often. The only two side effects that I've found is you can't drink alcohol with it or you'll be throwing up. People that, you know, are drinking it, they react kind of violently as far as throwing up. The other one is ticks will not embed on you. They might walk on you. And this summer we had a wasp-infested tack room, and my husband, if he walked by there, he got stung at least twice. And I walked in and out of that tack room getting saddles, and I mean, there's like 1,000 wasps in there, and they were like bouncing off me. I could feel them like hitting my arms, just bouncing off me. I didn't get stung once, and I think it's because I'm ivermectinized. It's like a shield.
It's like a
protective coating, but it comes from the inside. They do not want you if you have ivermectin in your system.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're thanks welcome. For the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is from Canada. We got Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Oh, that's an amazing story, Marie, about the ivermectin and the wasps. I'll never forget. That's cool. Yeah, you were mentioning earlier about digestive problems and stuff. People should take cayenne pepper, and I'm not just talking a little sprinkle on your food. Take it in capsules, or actually make your own capsules, and take your own capsule and fill it up. Get a 1 pound bag and fill it up. You got 30, 90, and 180 strength, so it's really good for acid reflux and digestion, actually. But I got a tip for anybody doing it early in the meal, because that stuff is really strong. It promotes digestion, and it promotes a fluid and acid in your own and break down the food in your stomach. But if you take it later, it's actually going to repeat on you a little bit through your esophagus. So that's a good thing to take. And it's got so many other, you just look up the benefits of cayenne pepper online or something like that. And it's just, if I take about 40 different supplements from time to time. If I was only going to have one, I would take cayenne pepper. That would be the number one supplement. The lady earlier last week that called about her nerve problems, yeah, they were talking about it afterwards, and they're right. Vitamin, large doses, like 5 milligrams, 5,000 mcgs of vitamin B12 every day. And also our alpha lymphatic acid with that actually will help you. So it'll be good for that. I just want to say one more thing about, Dr. McCullough, I don't know. I think there's some of the things Charlie said's right, but, I mean, I think he's pretty good. And I think he's right about 2024. I think, what is it, the two phases I think COVID really went into. It was the bad batches that killed people pretty early in the first few days and weeks and months and disabled them. And then after that, it's going to be the mRNA, the spike protein, that's going to get them in the next few years, or maybe 2024. Yeah. So.
And I want to say, I believe that's why the World Economic Forum or whoever is doing it created their disease X, because I have an unheard of deaths, unheard of numbers. So how are they? I know other coroners are too. How are they going to explain?
There you go.
The death rate tripling unless they bring in disease
right.
X. And so I think the whole thing is hogwash. I know people are concerned about them. They messaged me, and I said, I think it's a bunch of blankety blank, and don't fall for it. I put, you know, anywhere I can, don't fall for it. Just don't fall for it.
Yeah,
because they love to use the same playbook over and over and over. They're not terribly creative.
Daryl, thank you for your call. We need to move on. We go to Jason, Wisconsin. Break coming up. Go ahead, Jason. Okay, we had Jason. No, never mind. Looks like Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. I wanted to thank RBN and John and Marie for working the holiday today.
What holiday is that?
Groundhog Day. Oh. Groundhogs emerge in February not to see their shadow, but to get frisky in the urge to merge.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, of whom there's no variableness or shadow of turning. That's the groundhog scripture for the day.
Well, thank you for that.
Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Well, we looks like we got to all our callers here, Marie, I believe. Yeah.
Well, I've got several more things on my list.
Well, we got a short period after the break. We'll get to what's left on the list. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In the land of cotton, old town, there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Marie, we're back. We are back. We are back.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get through your list. Go ahead.
Okay. Just a couple things I want to get out there. Because next week, so much happens in a week, it'll be old news. First of all, I talked last week about the Tylenol death I had and how not to take Tylenol. So we got in quite a discussion online, and a few people, once again, something I hadn't heard of, take serrapeptase for pain. And that's a natural anti-inflammatory, and it's isolated from bacteria found in silkworms. And from Japan, it comes from Japan, but it's a natural product, just like ivermectin. So serrapeptase, and it's available at health food stores online. It's very, very cheap, and several people recommended it for their chronic pain. So that's another alternative. You really shouldn't be taking Tylenol at all. It's just too toxic. The bear attack. I was discussing how one of my hogs was killed by a bear. I did not see the bear, but very distinctive claw marks, and I got in touch with conservation. They finally called me back 13 days later because I wanted to know if any of their collared bears were in my area. Well, they denied they have any bears in Missouri, but it was funny because it was about 4 weeks ago on the front page of the Messenger, which is our little county free county paper. They talked about how conservation had brought in 100 bears. So, and plus my neighbors on Facebook, they're seeing bears, posting pictures. There's bears. For some reason, they don't want us to know that there are bears. I sent him all the pictures, and which were, clearly showed like bear claws. But he's like, well, that could be a dog bite, and blame my border collie. But anyway, no bears to see here. So there's that. Also, the birth rate has now dropped to 1.6. In order to replenish ourselves, it needs to be 2.1. And historically, if the birth rate of a nation drops below 1.8, which ours is at 1.6, the nation doesn't come back. I do want to say, in Texas County, I used to roll my eyes when I saw a pregnant teenager. Now I, like, congratulate them.
Right,
if people
right.
are really getting pregnant and having babies in my county. So that's a good thing.
Good for them.
But you know, we will be replaced by these new imports that are being distributed throughout the country. Carrie Lake. I think everybody, she was the one that basically unlawfully lost her race for governor in Arizona. And she recorded Jeff DeWitt.
We're out of time, Marie. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay.
Hey, back next Friday. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Texas, and my beautiful state of Missouri. Lord, God bless the United States of America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.